Joining us now by phone is our wayward friend, Larry Weber, who travels and travels, and now he's in?
I'm in southwest Missouri. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Thanks.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, we've been seeing the weather maps, and it sounds like the country is not looking at southwest Missouri. They're looking at the north country for all of the snow. We heard from neighbors in the last few days that my region in Carlton County got as much as 14 inches of snow, and that there is more in the forecast, I guess, for tomorrow. So anyway, we're not seeing that. I'm looking out right now, and I'm seeing green grass, and I'm seeing trees that are starting to leaf. And I just got back from a walk where I just saw dozens of spring wildflowers in bloom. Just a spectacular country. This is the place to be in springtime. It's just amazing. I have been here. I was in northwestern Arkansas until yesterday, and then we moved up here to southwestern Missouri, but the conditions are quite similar. It's hill country of the Ozarks. It's absolutely spectacular in spring. Lots of wildflowers, lots of migrant birds, lots of trees in bloom, lots of different kind of butterflies. So all those things might make you drool a little bit. I love the North Country, and I love snow, but boy, it sure is nice to take a look at the happening in spring. Now, part of what I see when I go on a trip like this is things that will be happening further north later, like a lot of the spring migrants, a lot of the warblers and other birds that I have been seeing will show up in my area later in the spring. Other things like the wildflowers, same thing. If I say I've seen spring beauty in bloom and bloodroot in bloom and those kind of flowers, well, there are flowers that bloom in my region as well. However, there are those that are found down here that don't make it further north. A good example is we have had birds hanging around our campsite here called the fish crows. Well, they don't come up very far north. Then we've had the same thing with black vultures. Black vultures roost in the hills around here, and once again, they don't come that far north. But maybe the greatest one happened at night, two nights ago, when I stepped out to listen to a whippoorwill call. Whippoorwills do make it in the north. Matter of fact, I heard one singing one time in Grand Portage. They are not as common. Down here, they're very common. And it's just a spectacular bird. They get that name, whippoorwill, because of the song they make. But they don't say it the way I pronounced it. They put the accent on the third syllable, and so it comes out whippoorwill, whippoorwill, whippoorwill. And they just go on and on. You get a moonlit night that's not too terribly cold, and they have been known to count of singing 1,000 times nonstop that same song. They have a cousin a little larger, lives in the hills here too, called the Chuck Swills Whittle, same thing, named after its call. Well, those are some examples of ones that won't come in the Northland. But as I said, we have many that do. Among the wildflowers, as I said, we had the spring beauty and bloodroot that would be blooming in the Northland. But then we have things like I found this morning on the walk, a flower called Blue-Eyed Mary that I just absolutely love. Jacob's Ladder, another one that I think is just spectacular. Rose verbena, green trillium. Now, we got plenty of white trilliums up north, but green trillium is a spectacular one. Then the list goes on and on. Rue anemone, robin's plantain, woodland phlox. These are all flowers that are blooming down here. Among the other critters, there is, when you get to rocky country like this that gets quite warm in summer, you do have a population of reptiles. And this past week, I saw turtles and I saw lizards. I did not see any snakes. I also heard various kinds of frogs calling, including last night, spring peepers were calling. And then there are a number of kind of butterflies. It's pretty easy to see when the sun comes out, even if it's chilly in the night, the sun comes out. It's pretty easy to see several kinds of butterflies in the daytime. I've been seeing three kinds of swallowtails, the eastern tiger swallowtail, zebra swallowtail, and spice bush swallowtail. They're all quite common here. They're not ones we're going to get up north. We have a different kind of tiger swallowtail, but we don't have those other ones. So you see, there is a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of differences as well. They say spring progresses at the rate of 15 miles a day. spring progresses north at the rate of 15 miles a day. If that's true, then what I am seeing here is similar to what would be in the North Country about the middle of May. And so I hope to be starting back north before too long, and I hope to be seeing another spring. And yes, despite what it might look like, spring is coming to the Northland.
We'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Okay, have a beautiful day. Thank you,
Larry. That was Larry Weber joining us a little bit early because he had to borrow a phone in order to call us today. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at about 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.